Wicked's Way. Written by Anna Feinberg and read by Stig Weems. Will Weathertwo was born with a talent for the tightrope. By the time he was 8, he could walk a rope as long as a gangplank. And when he was 9, he juggled bananas as he went. "You're a natural," his mother told him fondly as she strung the rope between 2 mangroves, "and I should know." Whenever she said this, she'd tap the side of her nose wisely and wink at him. Indeed, Wanda Weathertwo knew everything there was to know about funnibalism. She'd even taught him that word, the delicious name for the thing he most loved to do. He thought it right and proper that the tightrope word started with fun, because that's what it was for him. It was lucky that Will had a particular passion to occupy him, as in all his 9 years on Thunder Island, he'd never met another soul his age or played a game with a child. Still, he lived happily enough with his mother, just the 2 of them in their little wooden house on the hill. They played plenty of games together, climbing the banyan tree, swinging from branches like acrobats, juggling pawpaws and limbo dancing in the moonlight. But as soon as he woke in the morning, Will ran down the hill to the mangrove trees to practice walking the tightrope. Now, you might wonder at a boy practicing his passion so young, although, as his mother often remarked, folk tend to love the things they are good at. And perhaps it was not so remarkable that Will Weathertwo, at the age of 9, could dance on a rope as thin as a whisker, because his own mother had been a star of the tightrope. Before she met Will's father, Wanda Weathertwo worked as a circus acrobat on the mainland. She could walk the high wire, juggle flaming swords, catch anything thrown at her by the wide world. Ever since he was a baby, Will had watched his mother glide like a ballerina along the tightrope, her eyes burning with concentration. When he could walk, then run, then somersault in mid-air, he begged her to let him learn too. "I want to have the fun you have," he told her. "It's only fair." Wanda was always persuaded by a sound argument. So she began fixing a thick rope just a few inches above the ground. Every month, the rope grew higher until he could climb a tightrope so high and thin that when he looked down, the ducks bobbing on the river below were as tiny as the ornaments on their mantelpiece.